Well, speaking of Chevrolet Racing, we have Mr. Chevrolet Racing, but he's the first to tell you he just leads a fabulous team. He is Jim Campbell, General Motors Vice President of Performance Vehicles and Motorsports. And let's face it, Jim, though you do this all over the country, when you come home in the shadow of your world headquarters and do racing, this is it, man.
Oh, this is, as a car company, racing and performance, we love it. And for a division like Chevrolet, racing and performance is part of our history and heritage. Louis Chevrolet, the co-founder of the company, him and his brothers, they were racers. They raced at places like Indy and all over the country. So 100 years later, performance and racing still strong. It's a key pillar for Chevrolet. And also, we have other divisions here at General Motors that have a deep history in racing, like Cadillac and others. So it's great to be here at Belle Isle. Beautiful morning, and we're going to have a great race weekend.
Well, and it's something you just mentioned, Cadillac, to think that we're going to see those beautiful Cadillacs racing out here in the same, I guess they're in different
classes, yeah.
Classes, along with the long-awaited C8s. We haven't had a Corvette on the track here since 08.
That's right.
We've never had a C8 on the track here.
That's correct. And this is our mid-engine configuration, which you mentioned. And so as a company, the entire Corvette team, engineering, design, propulsion, and racing, we've always dreamed of having a mid-engine Corvette. We have it in the showroom. We're selling it to customers in the show for their use on the roads. And then we created a race car based on that mid-engine Corvette that we'll be racing here today. Last year was our debut with the Corvette C8R. We raced in the IMSA sports car series, and the team won 6 races. They won the driver's championship, the manufacturer's championship, and the team championship in our debut year, racing against brands like Ferrari, BMW, Aston Martin, and many others.
Cars that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars more. Again, the Chevrolet Corvette, especially the C8 now, the best world car money can buy for a lot less money than the world cars that it competes with.
Oh, it's a supercar, if you will, competing with a lot of these exotics for just a very attainable amount of money. 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds, top speeds well over 180 miles an hour, lateral acceleration, the way it handles over 1G. It is a great combination, and it's an attainable Corvette car to buy.
There isn't one person, I've talked to a few, who have purchased this new mid-engine Corvette. There isn't one person I've talked to who hasn't just gone on and on and on about how great it is. I think last night, speaking to my friend Mike Fallahy, he was on the expressway in his Corvette. I could hear the smile in his voice. He was coming from the great Cars and Cigars, the Chelani Family Foundation, the Fuente Family Foundation, raising a lot of money for a great cause, just like we were raising a lot of money for Belle Isle. Yeah. And Michelle Hodges and her team and all of that. That was a great event, and it was presented by Chevrolet last night. And by the way, they made an incredible entrance with a vehicle that sold out in the first 10 minutes it was available. The new electric Hummer.
Hummer EV?
The Hummer EV sold out within 10 minutes of when they opened the gates. But you had one there last night, and it sold for about $275,000.
It did. First of all, thank you for hosting the event. That's a tradition to have you there hosting. We raised a lot of money for the Belle Isle Conservancy, as Bud was talking about earlier today. And that's our way of giving back to the island, in addition to all the infrastructure improvements. And, what we did is we rolled in a Hummer EV, and then we auctioned that off. And Hummer EV is one of the sister brands inside of our company. And so it was really a special moment. And that's one of the very first, and it was very exciting. $275,000 was raised, and all that money is going to go to a great cause here.
I got the impression you could have sold another one for about the same amount of money.
I think we could have.
I got the impression. And by the way, I should clarify, because I made the joke last night, you don't really need 6,000 AA batteries to run the Hummer. Just wanted to clarify
that. That's right.
That.
Well, we have the Ultium battery platform, which is a big focus of our company. It's part of our electrical propulsion architecture.
Very important.
Ken Morris on our team, one of our vice presidents of engineering, he leads a team that, along with many others, that have created that battery platform called Ultium. Love it.
You have, just so you Corvette lovers and drivers know, you don't have to have a C8, I don't believe. You have any Corvette, and you can come and be in the Corvette Corral.
Right. Well, yeah, people have reserved places there. We have a Corvette Corral, a place for our Corvette customers to park their cars. And then they gather together, and we bring in engineers and designers and people that know a lot about our Corvettes to talk to them about what's happening in Corvette and Corvette racing. And then these owners will have a chance to drive their car on the track on Saturday and Sunday.
That is so cool.
That's very cool.
That is so cool.
And then Cadillac is going to be hosting a V-Series Corral. They'll have all the Cadillac V-Series owners there that have registered and have a place. They'll display their cars. They'll gather together. They'll have a chance to drive one lap on the track as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
That is an amazing opportunity. I just wanted to be sure everybody knew that, the people who are lucky enough to have the Cadillac V-Series or the Corvettes, any Corvette, any year. But the stars of the show on the racetrack are going to be the C8s. And again, a reminder that half the field in the IndyCar racing in this country now are Chevys, made by Chevrolet. Quick question. Yep. Jim Campbell, General Motors Vice President of Performance Vehicles and Motorsports, leading a great team. Have the chip shortages affected racing at all?
You know, it's interesting. They have not, to tell you the truth. But we certainly are managing through that on the production side of our business. It has not affected racing so far.
That's amazing.
But, so far, so good. But the whole team at GM, working with many of our suppliers around the world, working to, you know, get those chips so we can build the cars and crossovers and trucks that customers want. There is a lot of demand for vehicles right now. Yeah. We're proud to build them. So
Your dealers are very happy to hear that.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. But, hey, we're so proud to be part of the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix here presented by Lear. Three racing series, five races. Of course, as you said, Chevy powers half of the IndyCar field with a 2.2-liter direct-injected twin-turbo Chevy Indy V6. And then in the IMSA sports car series, we'll have Cadillacs running in the DPI category. So proud of that. We'll have four race teams running Cadillac. And then we'll have the C8Rs, the two of them, two cars with our team here running in. It's a non-points class this year, but we'll have the C8Rs here on track. Can't wait for our fans and customers to see the C8R running on the track. It's going to be a great weekend.